Welcome to the After Show, the Warm 101.3 podcast. It's Tony, Christy, Nikki, and of course on Fridays, Deborah Russ joins us. And
or the nerd edition. Is it the nerd edition?
It's the nerd edition. Oh, you know, we'll start. Oh, good. I'll start with some nerd news for you then, Deb. Hold on. Let me find this.
Yeah.
It's totally. If you want to be close to Area 51, you know, where all the aliens are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Nikki, your father might be interested in this too. Well, there's a cattle ranch right next to it. It's up for sale for $4.5 million.
Ooh.
So, you know, if you guys want to go in.
Right. If we can go in on it.
I would turn it into a tourist attraction.
Ooh,
because
sure.
it's you know, the closest thing to Area 51, and why the heck not?
Right? Yeah.
So, which I that would be a goal of mine to get to Area 51, just not to be outside with all the nerds, be inside with all the aliens.
By the way, remember we were talking about that pilot and he saw the object? He said it looks like a UFO. That was above New Mexico.
Oh.
Just saying.
Yes, that makes sense.
Weird.
I'm telling you,
so
man.
So strange.
The truth is out there.
Mm.
So, I promise you an interesting story about Back to the Future. This is such a cool story. I did not know this until today. But Crispin Glover played, you know, George McFly, right? And
the dad and on Back to the
dad.
Future.
Yes. And for Back to the Future 2, he didn't like the script, so he refused to play, all right? Idiot, because first of all, it's a great movie.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So apparently they had taken a mold of his face for the first movie.
No.
Yes. So they hired another actor. And they, with the face molding and prosthetics, they had him as the dad. I don't know that he was ever credited.
No.
So Crispin Glover sued. It took a long time in the court. He settled out of court for about $1 million. But it changed the way they do things now at SAG-AFTRA.
Wow.
And it has some and has far reachings with, you know, decisions with holograms and, you know, what they do now with all, you know, with these, all the things
the
that are out there.
CGI and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but how weird is that, that they did that? I mean, it's just so weird that they would even, you know, take another guy and make him look like the first guy. It's just strange.
And why didn't he want to do it? Was he busy?
No, he wasn't. He just didn't like the script, which is, are you kidding
okay.
me?
Let's get picky now.
I know, really.
I want to go take another look at that now, though. I'm going to look at that completely differently.
I just Googled it. It's weird.
Yeah. So I have to you're right. I got to take a look at that myself. Some strange stuff. All right. I've dominated the conversation long enough. Who's up next?
Oh, I put something up on my Facebook page. This is breaking news.
Okay.
In the world of children.
Mm-hmm.
My son came up to me last night and said, I'm out of deodorant.
Oh, I saw this.
Which means, A, he's using it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And B, it finally sunk in. All the years, brush your teeth, put deodorant on, brush your hair. These are hygiene things. Do this. Finally, and, he ran out of deodorant.
And it means, C, there's a girl out there.
Who cares? Whatever. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, my boyfriend's boys are always already using cologne.
Oh, Nate has that too, but he doesn't really use it yet.
Mm.
Maybe I'll notice some things lately now that I have to go get new deodorant. Should I get him some terrible smelling deodorant?
Oh, he got to get him some Axe body spray.
That's
12.
What I get him. I get him the Axe. Yeah.
Oh, they
of course,
love it.
That's all they.
Yeah,
that's weird.
And Christy, I've learned why people with kids have no money.
Right?
Yeah. So we're going on a ski trip this weekend. My boyfriend told me how much he spent on it for, you know, the place to stay. You get the lift passes, but you got to still rent your... I could take a week in Mexico to pay for what we're doing for just 2 days.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why we don't go many places sometimes.
I'm like, so he's going to cover this trip. I was like, okay, honey, I got you when we go to Mexico. I'll pay for that one.
There you go. Not bad.
Good. Yeah, kids are expensive.
Tell me about it.
They are. Tony's still paying for
them. I'm still paying. Well, this COVID thing has hurt everybody, so hopefully she'll get a job.
Oh, I have big news, too. More breaking news on my home front. My mother went to go get hearing aids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she got a job.
That's what I thought,
that's
though,
what
too.
Tony
yeah.
thought earlier. No, but maybe the job will come. She got loaner hearing aids until hers come in. I didn't know they gave you loaner hearing aids.
that's weird.
Whose ears have they been in?
I don't know. It's
really?
Very strange.
That's so wacky.
It's very strange, but I think I got the mom back that I haven't seen in like 10 years.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting.
Have I ever told
you guys?
So
there's a difference, though, between listening and hearing. So you're going to have to tell us if one of them starts.
Low blow from Deborah.
Ooh, Deborah. Yeah.
Well, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Did I ever tell you guys the story about my dad?
Well,
he was in second grade, and he was sitting in the back of the classroom, and the teacher, the second grade teacher at parent teacher conferences, came to my grandma and said, "Ma'am, I'm very sorry, but she used a word that we don't use anymore, mm-hmm. Saying your son is
We don't use that word,
and basically saying he has special needs.
Yeah.
Turns out my dad couldn't hear or see.
Oh boy,
he needed glasses." Oh. And he needed to sit closer to hear the teacher.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, that was probably a common problem back in the dark ages when we were in school.
Right, because right. Poor dad. Yeah, poor dad. He's come a long way.
Well, my mom was hoping it was just earwax buildup.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
No, Mom.
Have you
bad.
Ever seen what you can suck out of people's ears?
All right,
ears?
Enough of that, guys. Enough.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do a segment on that.
Right. Tony,
Deborah,
you know
Ross,
that's why
your
I said
turn.
That.
Yes.
I know.
Cut Nikki's microphone.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
All right, Deb, I know you
Christy
had something
and
you wanted
I
to
say.
We
were talking earlier because she was putting her glasses on.
My reading glasses.
Reading glasses.
Yep.
Right? And, you know, she said, do you wear reading glasses? I said, no. We've got the technology. We've got the contacts that do both. They look like bullseyes that, you know, they sort of alternate between reading and not reading. It's amazing technology. But I did say that when I started needing the reading glasses, I actually kind of felt like a grown-up in a way that I never had before. Like, you know, it's the wise old person who puts on their glasses and, you know, thinks about things hard.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just comforting Christy that this means, you know, she's arrived at wisdom.
Yeah.
And,
I don't think that's what it means, though.
Yeah, look.
How
there
she is. They look good.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's strange to pull them out. I keep trying to fool myself because I'm like, no, I don't need them. Like, one day I don't need them. Then the next day I'm like, no, I need them.
Yeah.
I started putting in, I realized I needed them when you go online to put in, like, your credit card information to pay for something. And I started getting numbers wrong.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like the expiration or the security code. I was like, better start using them glasses.
Whoops, please.
Mm-hmm.
So this is so 2021. Mr. Potato Head has gone gender neutral.
I saw that.
They're now selling Potato Head.
Yeah.
I guess you could still buy Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
You can do either one or...
Or you can just buy Potato Head.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. It's no big deal. I just think it's funny that they decided to do that. It's like... Why don't you sell all of them together? Then, you know. But no, because there's more money in making it.
Right. Even though I'm sure they all kind of look the same, don't they? Before you start, they all look the same.
Oh, that was one of my favorite toys growing up.
Wasn't it so fun?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of toys. I had little race cars.
Hot Wheels?
Hot Wheels. I don't like Hot Wheels. They're not.
Matchbox?
Matchbox, much better.
Oh, okay.
Hot Wheels are a terrible, terrible. Ugh,
Jason says
really
the
hurt
same
when you
thing.
Step on them, that's for sure.
Like, what's the diff?
Because Matchbox were made of metal.
The diff, okay.
And they were the real deal. Hot Wheels were like, you know,
plastic.
Some plastic piece of junk, and I hate them. They stink. And they're just not. But I had what's called an Aurora racing set. It was this. They're a little about the size of Matchbox, maybe a little bit bigger, and it came with a track. And you could, you know, buy more track and have a fancy race car thing. And I had, it was cool. It was really, really cool because you can control the speed and all that stuff. But just figure Hot Wheels and Matchbox going around a track as fast as you can get them to go. It's kind of fun. It was like the coolest thing. And I was really in the cars as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of in the cars now. I mean, if I were rich, I'd have a lot of cars.
Come on, Tony.
Tony.
I would have many more. I only have one. I only have two cars, okay? But I would have many, many more if I had the money for cars.
How many cars have you had in your life? Have you ever
counted life?
Them?
Oh, man.
Yes.
I will take some time to figure. You guys talk amongst yourselves, and I will tell you.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to count?
My boyfriend is huge into cars.
Oh, really?
So he has a truck. He has a regular car. He got rid of his classic car, but now he wants to buy another sports car. He has a boat. He has a recreation vehicle. He has ATVs. It's like, yes. It doesn't end with these guys.
Oh, yeah. Nate, yeah. Or Jason has, and Nate's going to get it all. Jason has an old Suburban. He has two trucks.
What?
Well, one was his dad's, but for some reason he has both of them in my driveway.
Oh, my
He
gosh.
Has a six-wheeler, he has a four-wheeler, two or three four-wheelers, and he has a tractor.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the tractor. We have a tractor, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of tractor do you have?
You know, I'll have to ask him.
Is it
him.
Orange?
I believe it's either orange or red. I think, is All it right. a Kubota?
Yes, that's what Jason has.
Yeah, and that's one of Shane's. That he's like, I will never give up that tractor.
That is the one thing Jason lives for.
What is wrong with these guys?
I don't know. I don't know.
I can't count, guys. I've lost track. I 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm about 20, 25. I don't know. I can't.
Wow.
I can't.
Oh,
I can't
my
even.
Gosh. I'm on car number 3. Literally,
Stop it.
Car number 3.
Stop it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you serious,
I'm 51
Deborah?
Years old. No, I just, I get, and they're all station wagons. When I got my first one when I was 22, my mother's like, you're getting a station wagon. You're never going to get married.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm on car 9, dude.
I think I'm on car 10 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got a new one, so.
Yeah, I've just lost track. There's just been so many, and I, you know, I'm a freak about it. I just like cars. What can I tell you?
Yep.
What else?
Anything else? Nice. Getting 25 cars over your life.
It is, except for it costs lots of money. And
right. Well, one was an Audi, one was a BMW. I mean, you know.
You know.
Well, mm-hmm. three were BMWs, but you know.
Oh, who's counting?
Who's counting?
What are you driving these days?
Tony, you haven't talked about what you promised you'd talked about on the
what
after
was that?
Show. Fecal maggots.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
yes,
right.
Okay. Yes. This is a learning. This should be a learning moment for the people in anywhere, okay, but especially
yes.
politics. You don't put that. First of all, you don't put that in the subject line, and then you don't
write it down.
Right, and then
ever.
You don't include the guy you're calling a fecal maggot in the. Well, maybe you do if you want to get a point across.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't say it was by accident because it wasn't. Okay,
well, maybe it was. I'm gonna say maybe it was.
He
because
didn't mean to send it to him.
I think it was an accident. I absolutely do. I don't think that he was really just writing down notes, is what he claimed. Mm-hmm. But I don't. I think that he absolutely meant to send that to a certain set of people.
To the attorneys.
Absolutely. Sent it, yep.
Have we even explained that this is happening in Pittsburgh?
Yes, this is right. Pittsburgh.
This is Pittsburgh.
The village mayor
and trustee.
Sent it. And he was calling one of the trustees a fecal maggot. And now, why did he do that? I mean, he said he was lying about something. Do we know what he was allegedly lying about?
Well, he was talking about delayed development on Monroe Avenue. I'm not sure if that means... Was that the one that's the development that's supposed to go on the canal? Remember those, I believe, apartments? I don't know if that was it. Hmm. But that's what was reported. Huh. That it was about a delayed... A newsletter he wrote about a delayed development project on Monroe Avenue. Huh. If you remember that area that's like contaminated or whatever, and they wanted to redevelop it right before you get into Pittsburgh along the canal. That's my guess. That's been stalled for years.
Yeah. Well, it's just you don't. He's not going to live this one down for a while.
Mm-mm.
You know. So, you think he'll have to resign, or is this just something that's going to blow?
I don't know.
I don't think he's going to resign.
Just amazing to me. So, yeah, so fecal maggots, that's the word for the day. Don't text that.
Tell Pat Rivers.
All right, kids, have a great weekend, and we'll reconnoiter on Monday morning. And if you like the after show, share the link with your friends, and maybe we'll get some people to listen. All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.